Today's News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It's 37 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden is to blame for problems at the Mexico border.
And I am here this morning to beg of my colleagues to help us force the administration to take action. We have to stop this now and put Americans and Americans' border security first.
A bill in Congress appears dead to boost border security. The chief of the FBI is sounding an alarm over Chinese government hackers targeting America's critical infrastructure.
Chris Ray tells a House panel the hijackers are preparing to wreak havoc with water treatment plants, the power grid, transportation,
and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities if and when China decides the time has come strike.
Ray says just this morning, the government disrupted a bid by Chinese hackers to hijack thousands of U.S.-based routers.
This threat is real, and this threat is urgent.
Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Director Jen Easterly says infrastructure entities and others must get ready.
Businesses need to prepare for and expect an attack,
saying they should test and exercise critical systems so they can keep operating through an attack and get back online quickly. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today is focusing on child safety on social media. CEOs are in the room. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham is not optimistic they'll find a solution.
If you're waiting on these guys to solve the problem, we're going to die waiting.
Meta's Mark Zuckerberg talked directly to families impacted badly by social media.
Why we invested so much.
Child health advocates say social media companies have failed repeatedly to protect minors. This is AP News. Police are investigating video evidence against a Pennsylvania man accused of killing his father.
The video on social media allegedly shows the man with his father's head while making threats against law enforcement agencies. Justin Maughan is charged with first-degree murder and abusing a corpse. He's expected to appear in court on February 8th. His father's head was discovered in his bathroom on Tuesday night. Maughan was arrested without incident on a weapons possession charge 100 miles away shortly after. I'm Haya Panjwani.
One of the world's largest and most influential publishers, Simon & Schuster, celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. To mark the centennial, it unveiled a list of 100 notable releases. Signature works include Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein's 1974 bestseller, All the President's Men, and Joseph Heller's anti-war classic, Catch-22. No author could be included twice on the list, and books no longer available through Simon & Schuster were left off. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Find your dinner inspiration at the Richland Locker. Right now, get boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.48 per pound. Four marinade breasts with flavors of kickin' chicken, mesquite barbecue, garlic parmesan, and lemon pepper for only $2.98 per pound. And don't forget all the winter favorites, including beef stew meat and stuffed pork chops. Taste the difference for yourself. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center. Your local meat market since 1939. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wuthen Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist, and Kickapoo Creekside.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for some patchy sunshine and unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, scattered clouds, fog possible later with a low of 32. And tomorrow, areas of fog and low clouds early, then partly sunny and still mild with a high of 45. In Richland Center, we have southerly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 33, it's 37 degrees.
Shopping locally offers many benefits to your friends and neighbors. The money may go towards paying for a new uniform for a child's school athletic event, putting extra goodies on the family dinner table, or gas in the car to get to medical treatments. At the Creative Outlet, we pay up to half of the selling price for consigned clothing. We also offer year-round display spaces to talented people to sell their handmade gifts or collectibles. On behalf of all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet on Court Street, I thank you for shopping locally.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor intensive and time consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Evers is standing by yesterday's veto of legislative maps passed by Republican state lawmakers last week.
It's important to make sure that people have, you know, good maps, to make sure that we have competitive races, all that stuff. But what I vetoed is was not in that vein.
Governor Evers says the legislative redistricting maps he vetoed yesterday were not the maps he proposed, despite Republican claims to the contrary.
What they put together is not my maps. If they were my maps, I certainly would have signed it.
Republican lawmakers tweaked Evers' proposal to protect GOP incumbents. Wisconsin's new maps will likely be drawn by the state Supreme Court this spring. A Wisconsin judge has ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to implement his ruling allowing election clerks to accept absentee ballots that have partial witness addresses, a decision that is expected to expand the number of ballots that will be counted in Battleground, Wisconsin. Each of the last two presidential elections in Wisconsin was decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. Ever since Trump's defeat in Wisconsin in 2020, Republicans have been fighting in court to tighten the rules to limit how many absentee ballots can be accepted. The judge's order Tuesday is expected to be appealed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that regulators can force factory farms to obtain permits before they discharge pollutants into state waters. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business group, filed the action in a county circuit court in May on behalf of the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and the Venture Dairy Cooperative. The plaintiffs argued that a requirement of the State Department of Natural Resources that factory farms obtain permits before the fact conflicts with federal law. Judge Kerry Reed ruled Tuesday that the DNR has legal authority to protect aquatic resources. WMC spokesperson Nick Novak declined to comment on the ruling. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a package of legislation aimed at expanding access to dental care and bolstering the dental workforce across the state into law. The governor signed the legislation today at North Central Technical College in Wausau. The legislation authorizes licenses for dental therapists, a position between a dentist and a hygienist in area experiencing shortages in care. The package also provides guidelines for allocating $20 million for technical colleges' dental training programs, allows dental workers from other states to practice in Wisconsin, eases the path for dentists to seek Medicaid reimbursements, and provides scholarships for Marquette University dental students who practice in underserved areas. Doctors say measles is making a comeback in Wisconsin. Around 24 cases were recorded in December. Wisconsin kindergartners have one of the lowest rates of vaccination against measles in the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's due partly to a growing number of families getting exemptions from state vaccination requirements. A consortium of Great Lakes area universities and tech companies is getting $15 million to develop ways to get harmful substances out of wastewater. The money comes from the National Science Foundation. The Great Lakes Renew Group has a chance to earn $160 million over the next decade if it can show progress. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has been awarded nearly $1.5 million per year federal grant to aid public schools in improving and modernizing career and technical education. In addition to ensuring workforce skills taught in programming align with labor market needs, the grant will be funded for 3 years with the potential for 2 additional years. The announcement from the U.S. Department of Education comes just as Governor Tony Evers declared 2024 the year of the worker in his State of the State address, and just before Career and Technical Education Month proclaimed by State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly. The DPI was one of just 19 grantees selected to receive a combined $25 million out of more than 160 applications from 43 states and the District of Columbia. The grant funding is part of the first ever Perkins Innovation and Modernization Career Connected High Schools Grant Program, a 3-year grant program launched by the Biden-Harris administration in 2023. In addition to helping high schools develop meaningful, high-quality, career-connected programs, grant funding will also support Wisconsin schools in partnering with business and industry, a key to helping meet the state's workforce challenges. Robert N. Golden, who has served as dean of the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health since 2006, has announced that he will be stepping down as dean and vice chancellor for medical affairs once a successor is in place. As one of the longest-serving medical school deans in North America, Golden has led advancements in the educational research and service missions of the school. Fostering collaboration throughout the Academic Medical Center for the benefit of the public has been a hallmark of Golden's leadership. These efforts have ranged from integrating disciplines to laying foundations for new educational and research programs across the state and breaking ground in a literal sense for new facilities. This ultimately led to a redesign of the doctor medicine curriculum, the establishment of a residency training program in preventive medicine, and a significant expansion of the Master of Public Health degree. The MPH program, which has graduated 650 alumni since its establishment in 2005, now offers 9 dual degree options to combine public health training with other fields such as medicine, law, pharmacy, nursing, and public policy. At the same time, Golden prioritized the health needs of rural Wisconsin, leading the launch in 2007 of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine, or WARM, which admits and trains medical students who intend to practice in rural areas. A national search for the next dean and vice chancellor will begin this spring. Order maple syrup, get maple syrup. That's the simple premise of a bipartisan bill at the Capitol in Madison. Teresa Boron is with the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers.
When you go into a restaurant and you see maple syrup, you're getting, on your pancakes, you're getting your Karo syrup and stuff. People aren't actually putting maple in the place where it should be maple. And all the work that it puts in to making that maple syrup, we really, again, want the consumer to be aware. When it comes to sales in the industry, can it help our sales? It may, but it's really for people knowing what they are getting served on their pancakes.
Representative Dave Constantine says the bill will empower consumers.
Gives them the power to tell a restaurant, hey, you said maple syrup on the menu. I want maple syrup. And I'm convinced that most people and most restaurants want to do right.
Wisconsin restaurants would be prohibited from serving syrup substitutes if their menus list maple syrup under a bipartisan bill in the state legislature. Madison Democrat Kelda Royce is the Senate author.
If you want to choose a pathetic, sad substitute for your brunch, you are absolutely welcome to do that. This is a free country, right? Nobody has to serve real maple syrup. You don't have to order it. You don't have to eat it. You don't have to like it.
Wisconsin restaurants would be prohibited from serving syrup substitutes if their menus list maple syrup, although the bill carries no penalties if they don't comply. According to UW Extension, Wisconsin's annual production of about 400,000 gallons of maple syrup puts it in fourth place behind Vermont, New York, and Maine. Madison Shep's Ice Cream is facing a fine of over $145,000 for ammonia exposure. Federal investigators say the ice cream plant on Madison's isthmus didn't have proper safety management procedures in place after workers were exposed to ammonia, which can cause respiratory injuries and burns. OSHA issued 12 citations and recommended the $145,000 fine. The company that operates Shep's has 15 days to comply, request a conference with OSHA's area director, or contest the findings. 4 of the 5 passengers in a horse-drawn vehicle who were hit by a vehicle Monday night in rural Hillsboro have been discharged from the hospital. A 5-month-old remains hospitalized at the University of Madison Children's Hospital. Their horse-drawn vehicle was hit from a vehicle headed the other direction and operated by Bruce P. Donlin, 63, of rural Hillsboro. Donlin was arrested by responding officers for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing injury, and appeared in Vernon County Court yesterday afternoon. A traffic stop in Richland Center led to a drug arrest early Monday morning. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that a sergeant on the force made a traffic stop in the city to check if the registered owner of the vehicle had a revoked license. During the stop, the sergeant developed enough reasonable suspicion to call for a canine. Sergeant Siljan deployed canine Aaron for an exterior vehicle sniff, and Aaron alerted to the presence of a narcotic odor. Officers located 14 grams of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a large amount of cash. The two occupants of the vehicle, Donald McCulloch, 30 of Soldiers Grove, and Raven Hicks, 19 of Viola, were arrested. Charges pending include possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, felony bail jumping, misdemeanor bail jumping, and resisting or obstructing an officer. It's 38 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. While door-to-door sales are no longer popular, Dad Caps Michelle Ryan warns of someone warns if someone does show up at your door. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
It is a sunny 38 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. Before online solicitation became the popular way to try to sell consumers a product or service, door-to-door salespersons were common. Even with today's modern technology, occasionally someone might show up at your door to make a sale, but sometimes their product might not be legitimate. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Some still find it a very useful way to market their goods, and there are regulations in our state that governs door-to-door sales, but unfortunately, this time, this is related to a scam where there are door-to-door solicitors impersonating the Public Service Commission. So the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, or often referred to as the PSC, has received several reports of an unknown individual or group impersonating their staff in the Milwaukee area and soliciting consumers at their homes. In at least one case, the imposter appeared to be selling a solar energy system and distributed marketing materials with unauthorized use of PSC logos and branding.
Imposters claiming to be from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin may also make attempts to get information or even enter your home.
And then another report actually came in where the imposter who claimed to be from the PSC had gained access to a consumer's electricity meter, took a photo, and informed the resident that they would return later. So we want all consumers to be aware of this and be sure that they are very cautious when opening the door and giving access to anything and know that these government representatives are being impersonated.
If someone is attempting to read your meter, there are things to look for to make sure they are who they appear to be.
when your public utility is out there, they're going to have identification badges. Usually they'll be driving your public utility vehicle. They're going to have photo identification, and they can validate that they are legitimate. And you have your bill, so you have a phone number that you can use to call to say, is someone out reading my meter or doing work? Because you'd also be notified.
Michelle Reinen warns to not cooperate with an individual if you are not absolutely sure who they are, especially if they claim to be from the PSC.
We urge consumers to not allow imposters into their homes or share any information with them. The PSC will never visit your home to sell you a product, check your meter, or require access to any utility equipment. So report this to the local authorities to be sure they know that there are these imposters circulating in your community if it happens to you. And be sure that you also report it to Consumer Protection so we know where they are circulating.
If someone does show up at your door saying that they are from the PSC, contact PSC at 1-800-225-7729 to verify if an interaction you had with PSC staff was legitimate, or if you have any questions on energy issues. Questions may include understanding your utility bill, assessing assistance programs, or operating government-operating customer-owned generation systems. Also, if approached by someone claiming to be from PSC, be sure to contact DATCAP by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts has been awarded a creation and presentation grant of $3,960 from the Wisconsin Arts Board for its 2024 operations. Creation and presentation program grants provide artistic program and operational support to established nonprofit arts organizations whose primary mission is to create or present ongoing arts programming that makes a significant local, regional, or statewide impact on the cultural life of Wisconsin and that furthers the Arts Board's community development and arts education goals. This philanthropic base of support enables Shake Rag Alley to achieve its mission. Shake Rag Alley is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. It was founded by local artists and community members as a 501c3 nonprofit organization to enrich the lives of people in the area through the arts. The mission of Shake Rag Alley is to provide educational experiences in visual, performing, and literary arts for adults and children, to cultivate the creativity that thrives in the local rural community, and to rehabilitate and preserve historic buildings and rustic campus. Shake Rag Alley operations are primarily funded by earned income generated from workshop and retreat fees, lodging stays, and private event facilities rentals. However, roughly 30% of revenues come from charitable contributions and grants such as the Wisconsin Arts Board. 4-H Family Project Day will be held at the Youth and Agriculture Center on the Grant County Fairgrounds Saturday, February 10th from 9:15 to noon. Grant County 4-H Family Project Day provides school-aged children, 5K and older, with an opportunity to make items as they explore 4-H projects. There will be 10 different project options encompassing a variety of areas, including woodworking, recycling, arts and crafts, and more. The Family Project Day is free of charge thanks to the support from sponsors, participating 4-H clubs, and the Grant County 4-H Leaders Association. You do not need to be in 4-H to attend, but pre-registration is required. Registration forms are available online at grant.extension.wisc.edu. Forms may be filled out online and emailed to jenny.dixon@wisc.edu. The registration form is due to the Grant County Extension Office by tomorrow. A stand-in for the groundhog in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Zoo announced that its annual Groundhog Day weather prediction will be done by penguins. Following the death of the zoo's most recent groundhog named Gordy last year, the zoo's Humboldt penguins will be looking for their shadow on Friday while the zoo seeks a new groundhog. The rules are the same. If the penguin sees its shadow, 6 more weeks of winter. If not, an early spring. This year's Groundhog Day ceremony will be held at the zoo's Taylor Family Humboldt Penguin Habitat. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's online application period for the public school open enrollment program for the 2024-25 school year opens next week. Beginning Monday and running through April 30th, parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 2024-25 school year through the open enrollment program. School districts are required to notify applicants by June 7th on the status of their open enrollment application. Transportation to and from a non-resident school, in most circumstances, is the responsibility of the parent or guardian. However, some school districts may provide partial transportation. Application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free by calling 888-245-2732 or by emailing openenrollment@dpi.wi.gov. Today's winner of $200 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Emma Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 195. Today's vital statistics are next.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 38 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, January 31st. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Schweiger is survived by two sons, Kenneth and Sally Schweiger of Boscobel, and Paul and Shelley Schweiger of rural Hillsboro. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, her special friend and companion for 25 years, Kenneth McBain, his children, Ken Devon Barron, Rich and Karen McBain, and Kiri McBain. A sister, Ethel Knabel of Richland Center, brother, Harold McCoy of rural Hillsboro, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Marjorie Leon Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center, died Monday at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with dinner to follow at the Pratt Community Hall. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 3 until the time of service at 4. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMZ Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMZ Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMZ Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Patsy Gauger is survived by 3 children, Robin and Andy Jones of Boscobel, Renee Frazier and Tracy Sasha of La Crosse, and Rodney and Teresa Sander of Livingston, a sister, Joyce Rosenau of Boscobel, 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a niece, stepson Steve Gauger of Baraboo, and very special friend and caregiver Sue Conley of Boscobel. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel. Gerald Blaine Jerry McCauley, age 77, died Monday. Memorial services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Park Street Christian Church. Friends may call at Park Street Christian Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Park Street Christian Church, stained windows, or Viola American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jerry McCauley is survived by his wife, Vicki, stepmother, Joan McCauley, 2 children, Jennifer and Joel Dietl, and Andrew and Melissa McCauley, 2 grandchildren, 3 honorary grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Dan and Midge McCauley, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Connie and Dale McGinnis, Dennis Jennings, Linda and Russ Rylander, and Kathy Jennings, sister-in-law, Christy and Doug Dewar, and several nieces and nephews. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died January 24th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita Waterman is survived by her husband, Jim Carl, 2 daughters, Penny and Bob Muller McLeod of Richland Center, and Paula and David Olson of Wausau, 5 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, a sister, Barb and Richard Riddle of Toma, 2 sister-in-laws, Elaine Waterman of Madison and Carol and Dan Dugan of Richland Center, a brother-in-law, Bill and Pat Waterman of Florida, longtime best friend, Joanne Spencer of Colorado, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, very mild air for this time of the year continues to blow into the Midwest, and with the main polar jet stream hovering in northern Canada, just the Arctic air is unable to dive south into the U.S. like it normally does this time of the year. Meanwhile, the moisture-bearing storms crashing on the shore of California, then traveling southward through the southern part of the country and over to the East Coast, are kind of missing us for the next 5 or 6 days as well. There are signs of a pattern change starting to take shape toward the end of next week, which could bring some low-pressure areas and precipitation to our region. And that should be followed by cooler, more seasonal conditions into that following week, so perhaps the second half of February will be more seasonal. Otherwise, again, dry weather in sight here through the middle of next week. We'll see some sunshine at times as well. So the rest of today, look for the cloud giver giving way to peaks of sunshine as temperatures reach the mid-40s. Southwest to west winds 7 to 14. Scattered clouds tonight. Fog possible later. Low at 32. Tomorrow, areas of fog and low clouds early, then partly sunny and still mild with highs in the mid-40s. North wind becoming northeast at 5 to 8. Thursday night, just a couple of clouds and a bit frosty, low at 27. Friday, partly sunny and a bit cooler, high at 40. Saturday, partly sunny, low 28, high about 46. Sunday, quite a bit of sunshine and staying mild, low at 28, high at 47. Monday, another dry and mild day, low 27 with highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday continued partly cloudy and warmer than normal, low 27 with highs in the mid-40s. We'll likely keep those highs in the 40s into Wednesday and Thursday of next week before that chance of rain moves in toward next Friday. So got a ways to wait for that precipitation. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 39 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 40, our low this morning was 33. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 39. The record high for this date set in 1989 is 59. The record low, 35 below, was set in 1996 and tied again in 2019. Last year's high was 12 with a low of 17 below. Sunset today will be at 5:12 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:18. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.02 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 39 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A food company's path from local startup to top-ranked national brand. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The So Good, So You brand name isn't as well known as Nike or Apple, but in the world of functional beverages, it's number 4 nationally. Eric Hall and his wife started the company 10 years ago in the Twin Cities. He says it's not easy turning a vision into a reality.
Because if your growth is, I've got this wonderful product, I can make it at home or I can make it in a kitchen and my friends love it, but the behind the scenes financials of that, scaling that is going to be very problematic. And so being able to understand and assess the reality of your vision to the viability of the end goal that you're looking for, the sooner you can do that, the better.
Hall says reaching the goal you envision also requires a keen awareness of how your business needs to operate.
Focus on the business fundamentals, because when you are going to any investor or you're taking capital from friends and family, which of course you want to pay back, making certain that the structure, you know, your profitability or product margin, you know, your runway, you have some idea of what type of company you actually want to be and have data to support, that's going to assist you being able to talk to anyone who's looking at putting in capital in a way that adds value and hopefully then can ease that conversation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. The highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak is taking a heavy toll on the turkey industry. National Turkey Federation Vice Chair John Zimmerman tells Brownfield he's been very fortunate not to be directly impacted by avian flu.
But many of my friends have, and listening to their stories, you have a lot of empathy for them, but it's heartbreaking to have to lose, when you're a livestock farmer, have to actually, euthanize your livestock, and then specifically the silence after that. Your farm, first time in generations that there hasn't been livestock on that farm.
He says the impact goes beyond the growers.
And then the veterinarians and the staff of APHIS have been great and wonderful to our industry, but the stress on them is considerable. And being short-staffed already, we're very concerned that we don't want to burn anyone out.
Zimmerman says the Turkey Federation wants to see more resources for foreign animal disease preparedness included in the next farm bill. A cattle feeder from southwest Minnesota says there are several policy issues that will be discussed at the Cattle Industry Convention this week. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report from the event in Orlando, Florida.
Mike Landit is the Region 3 Vice President for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he says several Midwestern states want to see updates to the Livestock Risk Protection Program and USDA's disaster programs.
You know, we just keep kind of tweaking on them and working out. When you find a hiccup, you're just trying to do what you can to fix the hiccup and hope that you eventually get them worked out.
He says the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association would like for there to be tweaks to the Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
How the NRCS and established their grazing density and to deal with improvements that they'd actually used NRCS to make the improvements on their farms, and then NRCS didn't give them credit for the higher stocking rates when they paid the disaster payment.
These policies will be considered throughout the week. Reporting from the 2024 Cattle Industry Convention in Orlando, Florida, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The chief economist for the National Grain and Feed Association says he's watching how global agricultural trade routes are shifting because of political unrest. Max Fisher tells Brownfield shipping through the Suez Canal is diverting to safer regions to avoid the Middle East.
It's adding time, adding costs, and you know, it's changing flows. Like in the case of grain, you now have more grain going out of the Pacific Northwest, which is a straight shot over to Asia, rather than, say, out of the Gulf.
Unfortunately, he says the Pacific Northwest only has so much export capacity. Lower water levels in the Panama Canal have also increased cost and have changed shipping patterns. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. The Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction is coming up in 2 weeks. We have a very nice lineup already, and some of the highlights include a New Holland T9030 articulated tractor, a Klaus Jaguar 960 chopper and heads, a farm reduction line with John Deere tractors and equipment, a huge selection of planters, tillage equipment, and sprayers to get you ready for planting season, some very nice manure spreaders, trucks, trailers, and much more. As always, this is a big auction with a huge selection of farm equipment. The Hillsboro Auction Yard is full and items are there for inspection. Hey, we're still taking consignments for this auction, but hurry to get your equipment to the Hillsboro Auction Yard so we can market it for sale. Another toy auction coming up at the end of February at the Columbus Auction Yard. More info on all of these auctions and how to consign at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Wednesday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady to sharply higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are at a standstill. There are a few asking prices around 178 to 180 on the live basis in Kansas, but otherwise the major feeding areas remain very quiet with no reported bids. Some very light traders reported Tuesday in Kansas at 176 live and Iowa at 175 live and 275 dressed. Looks like this week's widespread business will wait until tomorrow, if not Friday. USDA's semi-annual cattle inventory numbers are out this afternoon at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. At the winter livestock auction feeder cattle sale in Colorado compared to last week, steers are up $4 to $17 and heifers are $2 to $11 higher, with instances of sharply higher moves across all weight classes for both. USDA says trade activity and demand are both very good, with receipts down on the week but up on the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds range from 257 to 287.50. 7 to 8 weight steers sold at 223 to 245. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds reported at 265 to 286. 6 to 7 weight heifers brought 233 to 249. Box beef at midday was firm with light movement. Choice was up 9 cents at 296.16 and select beef was 31 higher at 287.36. Cash hogs are steady to sharply higher, with light to moderate opening negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. After the slow start to this week due to aggressive procurement last week, it looks like buyers are now once again in need of near-term supplies. The average barrow and gilt weight in the Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and South Dakota reporting region last week was 291.8 pounds, down 0.3 on the week, but up 5 pounds on the year. National direct barrow and gilts opened $2.06 higher, with the base price range of $55 to $66.50 for a weighted average of $62.36. While Iowa Southern Minnesota was up $2.19 at $62.71, and the Western Corn Belt was $2.46 higher at $62.98. Midwest butcher hogs are steady at $48. Illinois direct sows are steady at $23 to $35 on moderate demand for heavy offerings. Barrows and gilts in Illinois are steady at $24 to $34 with moderate demand and offerings. Pork at midday was up 33 cents at $88.88. Loins and hams were firm and bellies were sharply higher, while butts, picnics, and ribs were weak to sharply lower. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harbor, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged their extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down on profit-taking and technical selling, giving back some of yesterday's gains with questions about China's economy. Parts of Argentina should be hot and dry in the next week, while conditions in Brazil are good overall. March beans are down 5.5 at 12.13 and a quarter. May's 2.75 lower at 12.25. March bean meal's up $1.60 at $3.64.60. March bean oil on 3 points at $45.97. Corn seeing some profit-taking, watching development weather in Argentina, second crop planting in Brazil. Ethanol production bounced back from last week's drop, and stocks were lower by about 1.6 million barrels. March corn's down a penny at 446 and three quarters. May is now 1.5 lower at 457 and a quarter. And wheat's down on profit-taking and the big bearish factor, which continues to be Russia's control of the export market. Stateside, winter wheat ratings are mostly up on the month following widespread precipitation. March Chicago's down 13 and a quarter at 592 and a quarter. March Kansas City's 12 and a quarter lower at 618 and a half. March Minneapolis is down 9.75 at 690. Live and feeder cattle are mixed at a widespread direct business and the USDA's cattle inventory report. The inventory report we know is out today at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. Direct cash cattle business, widespread direct trade might wait until tomorrow. February lives down 47 at 177.55. April 75 lower at 181. March feeders are down 82 at 240.50. And hogs are mostly modestly higher on spread trade along with cash and wholesale support. February leans up 50 at 76.35. April is now down 17 at 84.72. Crude oil sharply lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Ensuring producers and consumers are on the same page. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Farmers are no longer just for rural America. Jerry Costello, the Director of Agriculture for the state of Illinois, says the expansion of urban farming has helped bridge the gap between consumers and producers.
There's about, I think, 12.6 million people in the state of Illinois. About half of them live in Cook County and the Collar counties. It's important for people to understand you have producers, but you also have consumers. We've got about 27 million acres of ag land in the state of Illinois. About 75% of the state is ag land. Somewhere in the area of 22 to 23 million of those are row crop. You know, ag's the number one industry in our state. We're the number one producer of soybeans in the United States, the number two producer of corn, the number four producer of pork, number one producer of pumpkins, number one producer of horseradish. It's about a $25 billion annual economic impact for the state of Illinois. And somewhere in probably 4 to 5, one in four or one in five people in the state are employed by agriculture in some way, shape, or form. So that would incorporate the hospitality industry, obviously restaurants, what have you. The impact is so, so important.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting weekly Commodity Market.